friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing? Me too.
Yeah.
Are you a little, you're a skeleton, you were saying, huh?
I'm looking at my reflection in the mirror. I have a hair mask in, so I don't want to hear it. If everyone's like, your hair looks kind of greasy. I don't even know if anyone was going to say that.
I don't know, just in case. They do point out a lot of things, so yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Sometimes y'all surprise me. But I do have a hair mask in. One of those days where you put it in and then don't have time to wash it out because you got other things to do first.
Yeah, I feel that.
So I am exhausted. Been working a lot. But yeah. Other than that.
Can't complain.
Yeah.
We've been so excited seeing so many of you buy tickets to tour.
Oh my gosh, so exciting. Y'all, we're going to have a blast and a half
this
on tour.
Summer.
That's my promise and her promise to you.
To you, the people in America.
We're going to have a lot of fun. And so many of you are getting tickets and have been, so it's very exciting. Don't forget, we're going on the Loud Book Tour featuring Two Idiot Girls, and tickets are available now. 21 cities, 21 dates, and a good portion of them have sold pretty well, and a few of them are about to run out. Like, they're getting very, very close, including, but not limited to, I saw yesterday, Austin, Texas is selling out.
Yeah.
So there's not many left in Austin, Texas either.
Was it Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I even posted it in my story yesterday because the venue themselves literally were like, there's not that many tickets left, mm-hmm. and they were talking about us. So we have like shows that are on the cusp. We have New York, LA, Austin, Texas,
Boston,
and Boston. All four of those are very low, and LA is like right there. LA is about to sell out. Yeah. So, but all good things. But that's a warning to those of you that have not gotten a ticket yet. Make sure you do. So many of you were mad and felt left out last time. So
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
What's it called? What have you been doing this week?
Working.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been working a whole bunch.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted and I'm going to keep working every single day until I get to take a break.
Ooh, yeah. In a little bit. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a few weeks before I got a little bit of a breather, so.
Your summer vacay? Spring break?
My spring break, which is like barely any time at all. Got like a really tiny window.
Because I was thinking about how we're picking out our outfits soon for a tour. You guys will see them on the tour.
Yeah.
But you know, Alex was trying to coordinate dates for that, and then she was saying like, oh yeah, you guys can go in like June or whatever, and I was thinking June is literally the next month, and then it made my stomach start hurting.
I know, isn't that crazy? Because then the month after that we're going on tour.
Yeah
it's truly like it felt like it was gonna take forever to get to tour. And now it feels like I'm going like, and then it's a whole month has passed.
No, I agree.
So time is truly a construct.
Wait, also, the secret thing we went to New York for was for Drew to go on the Drew Barrymore show.
Yes.
Only Drew got to meet her because it seemed like they were running behind, so she didn't get to like talk to her after.
I didn't even get, like, we were supposed to make content together and stuff, but I didn't even get to do that. I literally met her for the first time like seconds before we started the segment. And then I got to talk to her for like half a second after that, and then I had to leave.
Yeah.
So it was very, very quick, but it was very cool.
It was really
and
cool.
All of you were very excited to see it, as was I and my entire family. We were very, very happy with it. It's very cool. And I didn't get to tell her about how much we love The Wedding Singer, unfortunately.
I know.
Hopefully next time we hang, I'll be able to tell her that. And when will that be? Who knows?
Who knows?
That's just me manifesting. So I didn't get to tell her that. Or tell her that I was named after her. I didn't get to tell her either of those things. But don't worry. I
will.
Firmly believe that we will meet again and I'll be able to tell her that time.
Does she ever go to those Questlove game nights?
I honestly don't know.
You message him. Can my friend Drew Barrymore come?
Can my friend Drew come? You may have seen her before. She's also in the business. Drew Barrymore?
Barrymore? Last name Barrymore? And he goes, yeah, sure. You know, can my sister come? He goes, ew, no.
He goes, well, what's her name? I tell you, and he goes, no.
Who's that? That's all he says.
Denied. But yeah, that is the secret thing we went to. I saw a few of you asking, is that what you guys were talking about? Yes, it was.
We literally landed there the morning she went on the show.
Yeah.
Got to the hotel. She started getting ready. We went to the show, came back to the hotel, went home.
That is exactly what happened, 24 hours.
So now that we've had time to marinate, do you like traveling like that? Or like, we're going to New York this weekend or like this?
Boy, are we. Tomorrow. Ooh.
By the time you see this, we're coming home. Thank God.
Yeah. By the time y'all see this, I'm on a flight home. But
do you like going where we go for a couple days, or do you like going in and out?
I like going for a couple days. The turnaround's a little harsh.
I like didn't mind it. Like if you had to do it again, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I don't
but
mind.
Is it my preferred way? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I would have liked to lay down just for a little bit.
Yeah. As I said, I don't necessarily hate it, but like maybe like a day. You know what I mean? Like maybe a little bit more of a buffer. Or if I didn't have to work all day the day before we flew, maybe it wouldn't be as harsh.
We left that morning. Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think it would have been
I
as
like
harsh.
Flying in the morning.
Me too.
Like when we fly at night.
Well, no, I don't mind red eyes. Like I enjoy red eyes, especially if I'm changing time zones. I enjoy red eyes, but like
I don't like them. I like when we leave super early here and get, because we only go to New York, get to New York in the afternoon.
For real.
Because then I told you actually can fall asleep. When we go at night, I cannot sleep, and it's because at night I need my Benjamin.
Well, then that's just a you thing.
And I can't smoke the Benjamin on the airplane.
Oh, but if I could.
Oh, man. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
I would never complain about traveling.
What heights I would reach, yeah.
Oh, God, if I could.
I did get to smoke a little bit before our last flight, and I could not believe what a different experience it is. It is really nice.
I pop 2 Eddies before I walk into any airport. And that's just me being honest, okay? If you meet me in an airport, chances are I'm under the influence.
It makes me laugh because this last time we flew through LAX, I watched you, because obviously we wear masks, all of us do wear masks.
Yeah.
But Billy, you can't really hide how he looks, so
yeah. He always mask gets mask or not.
Yeah, he always gets recognized first. Yeah. They're like, Jason Momoa.
Dude, that's literally him.
Had no mask on, we're outside. I watched you get recognized, and it makes me laugh, because I know you're high, and they're, thankfully, no one comes up to you, because she's just all sitting down.
And you would do it too for a check. If you flew as much as we did, you'd be doing the same shit. In fact, I know some of you are probably doing that shit. I pop 2 Eddies before I go, and then I feel like I'm floating on a cloud when I'm in there. And it's so funny because when that lady was trying to dress code me on the plane, I was also under the influence. And then I was literally like so unbothered by her that I was like, yeah, so we're circling back to what are we talking about? Like, and I told Billy's family that story when we saw them last weekend, and I was telling Jared, I was like, I really genuinely was feeling like, you need to get out of my face immediately. Like, get out of my face immediately.
Well,
like that's how I felt, because I was like, I'm honestly glad that I had edibles in my system at that time. Otherwise I would have been really angry, and I wouldn't have like freaked the fuck out, but I definitely would have like done, like I would have probably brought more attention to it.
We forgot to ask for her badge number.
That's our new issue. Thing with Adam. Like Adam says that to anyone, that like no matter what their profession, he's always like, what's your badge number? I'm gonna report you.
Like a Karen. Like I've watched Karen's like block Amazon drivers. They're like, let me see your badge number. They drive the truck for Amazon.
They're in the uniform and they're driving the car. That's the badge
what
number.
Are you talking about?
And you know what? Amazon workers, like, you have to be the most evil bitch alive to harass them. Like, they are literally working at Amazon. It's fucking awful. Like,
yeah, I feel that.
Like, and people are so mean to delivery people for no reason sometimes, bro. One time, a guy delivered to our house, like, when I did that Miller Lite deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he delivered that giant Christmas tree thing. It was, like, huge, like, the box.
Yeah.
And when he brought it in, he was like, I'm not kidding how he described it. He goes, I got this big fucking thing I got to drop off. That's what he said. And I was like, okay. And he's, like, in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
In what I assumed was uniform, because he wasn't in, like, anything UPS. It was, like, he had a truck and stuff. And I was like, okay. And then he goes, he showed me, like, the documents, whatever. And then Billy was with me. So Billy was like, oh, I'll open the garage. And he opened it, and he was like cussing the whole time he was unloading it. He was like, yeah, this thing's fucking heavy. And they made me deliver it by my fucking self. And he's like sitting there complaining to Billy. And I'm like, you're on the job.
You're literally working.
Yeah. And then he goes and he drops it, like, when he's, like, lowering out of the thing. He, like, just, it was taking too long. So he just
push it off the thing?
No, he just sped up the little, like, zzz, like, the little thing on the back of the delivery truck. He sped it up and it slammed on the ground and something broke, like, on the thing, the pallet that he had it on.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, oh, my fucking bad. And then put it on a dolly, brought it up the driveway, put it in the garage. And then he was like, he yanked the dolly out from under it so it slammed again and broke again. And then he goes, yeah, that thing's fucking annoying. And then he left that pallet in my garage. Like, you're supposed to take that, and he left it. And then I was like, it's fine. It's
get out of my house.
Yeah, and then he left, and I still wasn't mean to him. Like, I still wasn't rude to him, because I was like, I can't even imagine how terrible that job is. So,
yeah.
And it was the summer, too, when he delivered it, so it was fucking hot. Can only imagine, you know? So, like, a lady
had a day
blocking an Amazon driver and being like, let me see your badge. I'm like, please.
I'm literally delivering fucking lotion and, like, AirPod case
covers.
They're like,
they're going to hurt my family if I don't finish delivering the packages. Please. Delivering
hair clips and fucking t-shirts that are dupes of stuff.
Right.
I'm not the enemy. Please.
I don't care if you get your package. You're the one who cares. I don't care.
I don't care.
That's why when I saw a TikTok once of an Amazon worker being like, I was just accosted by a dog and I tried everything I could to deliver the package. I just left it on the curb.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't take it. I'm sorry. But then I'm like, that's how I would do it too.
When people leave dogs in their front yard, I always wonder, oh, it's probably because they don't have a backyard.
I would assume, yeah. I think that's like geographical, like wherever you live.
That's so interesting.
But anywho, I don't even remember what the fuck we were talking about. Oh, me being high in the airport. Yeah. Sometimes it do be happening. Yeah, sometimes I'm moving like that in the airport.
We complain a lot about the airport. Like, what, you know, I bitch about people who, like, as soon as the plane, like, lands, they stand up.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people act when we're getting on the plane. If this isn't a Southwest flight, there's no reason to crowd the gate.
To bum rush the gate. Yeah, I know.
No reason.
There's truly.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so when we were leaving New York, I don't even know if we told this story.
We didn't, yeah.
The guy that was, like, the flight attendant or the worker was, like, in charge of, like, having everyone, like, you know, okay, we'll start with these, like, groups or whatever. Yeah, he had everyone line up, like, we were lining up to go to recess. He goes, okay, if you're from, like, Silver Medallion, Glass Butt, you go here or whatever.
And then he's like, one behind the other, single file.
Yeah. And then he's walking
in the Marine Corps.
He's walking. He's also gendering everyone. He's all behind the woman in the white blouse.
I thought the same thing.
And I was
thinking,
dude, I don't think you should be doing that.
Yeah.
You're going to say it to the wrong person.
Exactly.
And so
it's presumptuous.
Yeah.
And also, we're not in school. Like, you can't tell me what to do.
But also, like, you could just say, this person right here in the white shirt.
Yeah. Just say, like, this person, the person right there in the white shirt.
Or also, let me get on the fucking plane.
Or, like,
also call the groups like everyone normally does.
Or, like, do your best, but, like, just who cares? You know, like, what I'm saying?
So he has this lineup, and we were lined
single
up.
Single file.
And we're, like, what, third and fourth in line?
Yeah, like, probably, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say towards the front, yeah.
Yeah, so there's
we were there early.
In front of, like, our little group of four, there's probably two people in front of us. And then he goes, okay, if you need, like, special or extra time getting on the plane or whatever.
And then, like, military.
And then he said military. Then this girl who's all the way at the back of our line goes, oh, did you say military? He goes, yeah. And she goes, okay.
No, while she's walking up, she goes, y'all can fight about it at the back of the line. Like, she's laughing and, like, making fun of people having to wait in the line. And she goes up. And then the guy goes, what did I say on the microphone? Did I not say that you can only have two bags? Did
one
I not say that?
One personal item and one overhead for
He's
the
like,
overhead bin.
And then she was like, oh, this? Oh, I'm going to put it in my bag as soon as I sit in my chair. And he goes, that's not what I said, is it? Like, he's not fucking around.
He's not jacking
like,
around.
Like, he was about to clock out, and he was like, I'm going to make this my magnum opus. Like, this is my fucking time.
It was
time.
Pretty militarized, the way it felt.
I mean, it worked. Yeah. Like, people were listening. I just thought it was crazy to be like, what did I say? And then he was like, step to the left, please. Next.
Yeah.
And then she was
complaining the whole time. She was mad that everyone's getting on the plane, which, again, everyone has assigned seats, so it doesn't matter who gets on the plane first. Also, you weren't following directions like we were.
Yeah.
And so when we were lining up, these people just
were so fucking someone, like, I'm still going to listen.
You know?
Like, I'm going to talk shit.
I'm going to listen to all of the authority, but, like, I'm going to complain.
I'm going to talk shit, but, like, the fucking, the someone inside me, like, I have to listen. Like, I do. I have. I'm a rule follower. Because
we were being stupid and laughing and standing next to each other. And then when we're in the airport, we're wearing masks. So, like, I can't hear each other. So, we're standing really close. And he goes, single file. And I got behind her. And Drew wouldn't turn around and look at me. I was like, just face forward. I don't want to get yelled at.
Yeah, I was getting in fucking trouble. And we're, like, in our 30s. Like.
And so then, while we're waiting to get on the plane, that lady's, like, haggling with the guy. Like, he goes, and what about that? And what about that? She had a pillow. And then also, you guys, she had a big jacket on. And she had stuff on under the jacket, like bags, but she had them behind her back, so you couldn't see them under her jacket.
So she had two purses on her person,
yeah,
a backpack and a carry-on,
a duffel bag and a carry-on.
And then she had food,
yeah.
And then he was like, what did I say?
People who buy food and then eat it on the plane,
you're crazy.
I think they're crazy.
Like, like you're talking about like food court food, because I've bought like I bought little sandwiches.
I don't give a fuck about no when they're eating like wings on the plane. I think that's crazy. You're eating Buffalo Wild Wings.
What is that pizza place? That Pizza Rev or whatever the fuck?
Mod Pizza. No, Pizza Rev. That's another one.
I know, but I think that's Blaze. The one I'm trying to think of.
You're
the
eating
name.
Shake Shack on the plane? That's insane.
You're crazy.
That's crazy. Wait, so we're about to get on, and then these two people walked up, and they were like, we're like, oh yeah, everyone's lining up this way, so you have to get behind us. That's what like the guy in front of Billy said.
Yeah.
And then he goes, okay, go ahead and start coming on. They tried to just cut us, and we were like, oh no.
And that guy in front of us, like the guy in front of us was a white dude. Yeah. And he was like, the way he went, like, moved his carry on in front of her. And he was like, and then he just walked.
Hello?
And then the rest of us walked too. Yeah, it was one girl in particular. And she was, oh man, like she was racing
us. She was so mad.
Even when we got off the plane, she was sitting like two seats, like she was equal, like with me, but like one seat behind. And then she literally, like, pushed me out of the way so she could get off first. I'm like, girl, we're all in the same spot. Jesus Christ. Like, relax, dude. Like, hey, I don't want to be here either. Hey, I also hate the plane. Hey, I also hate the airport. Like, we have a lot more in common. We're on the same side. Okay.
Like, who is, I think I was just telling Michelle this, but I was like, when I used to fly like home from college and I'd only bring a little carry-on, and they'd be like, if you want to check your bag, I'd run up there and go check my bag.
Me too.
I'm not. Do you know how embarrassing it is picking that thing up above your head?
I know.
Like, I can do it, but I don't want to. And then I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
Because I'm nervous about putting my bag, because it feels embarrassing to put my bag in the overhead compartment. And then I don't want to take too long. And I can do it.
And everyone's looking.
Yeah. And everyone's looking, and I'm holding up the line. And now everyone's mad at me. That's how it starts. And then I sit down and I'm going like this. Like, Drew's sweating when she's coming home from college because it's 100 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm sweating because I have anxiety on the plane.
And also, I am someone who would overpack, and then they would tell me it's too heavy, and then I would take it off, and I would put more clothes on out of my bag. Like, I would change my shoes.
She'd be dressed literally like Ashley Tisdale. Like,
yeah. I literally looked like that episode of Friends where, like, Joey puts all of Chandler's clothes on. Like I was being silly.
Dude, one time I went to Hawaii with my school for work stuff. And when we flew back, I don't know why the fuck I thought to do this, because we didn't check bags. We all had to do carry-ons.
Mm.
I had my laptop, the big, like, desktop one that I had, and I put it in my suitcase. And then they were like, do you have a laptop in here? And I went, nope. And then they scanned it, and they made me open it, and I was humiliated. I was like, why did I do that?
That's like when we took Donovan to New York.
For mommy's birthday?
Yeah. And then they were like, do you have any liquids in here? He goes, no. And he had two full-size shampoo and conditioners and a lotion.
And a full face size. Wash.
Full size. In his fucking backpack.
My dad said, when they're next to each other putting their stuff on the TSA thing, then my dad's looking at him going, hey, are you listening to what they're saying? And he goes, yeah. And then we had to wait for his bag because they had to throw all his shit away.
They threw every single thing in that backpack away. Like, he walked away 10 pounds lighter.
That's what I said. His backpack looked like a turtle shell. Because he had all that shit in there. He brought, I bring a pillow, and I told him, put it in your fucking suitcase.
Yeah.
So, and he
had. It's gross too, because it touches everything.
Yeah. He brought his pillow, and then he had another pillow.
And
then
a blanket.
And a full, like a, this is not a joke, like a queen size blanket in his backpack. How did he fit all that in there?
Fucking Mary Poppins.
And then he's sweating. I'm like, well, yeah, look what you brought.
Well, yeah, you're like prepping in the field like a Marine Corps fucking soldier. You know how like when they do prep and they make them wear backpacks with, like,
and go swimming
with stones in them? Like, swimming. Yeah, they make them carry stones and run underwater. Like, why You're training for something, clearly. Like, what the fuck? Dude, my brother brings 32 ounces of shampoo through TSA and can't believe that they're throwing it in the trash. Like,
he goes, now what am I supposed to use? Because he had his long hair, and I go, I don't know, but don't touch my shit. I'll be really mad.
Maybe you should have thought about that
before. My mom was like, he hasn't flown in so long. I'm all, but who doesn't ask?
Also, he has flown many times. We all have. Like, I know you're probably thinking, oh, it's probably his first time. It wasn't. Like, not even close.
Oh, my God, dude. I thought of the funniest Johnny story. I don't even know if I've told this one before. When we were flying home from Drew's graduation, I remember I was so sad because Drew wasn't coming home with us.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, we're really close.
Yeah.
And so I remember I think my mom made him pack the night before and, like, pick out what he was wearing the next day.
Yeah.
And so when we were in the airport, and, like, we took, like, my grandpa, like, my uncle was there, there was a bunch of us, and he was sitting next to me, and his, like, suitcase was facing me, and his suitcase had this little net on the outside of it. And I was like you could put like a water bottle or like a pillow or some shit in there. And so I was like, dude, what is that? What's in there? Is that a chonies? And he goes, I didn't have time to pack them. I had to throw them in there. And I'm all, you just threw it in the net. He had a small carry-on suitcase. He could have unzipped it and just fucking, you know how many times I just shove shit in there? I don't even open it all the way. Dude, dirty chonies on the outside of his suitcase. He's like, I didn't have time. I'm like, what do you mean? Because at the time, I think he was like 11 or something. Can you believe that?
No, I was 21. So what's 21 minus 9?
12?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 11, 12. Yeah. So again, you know, he was like, yeah, I think he was turning 12. He was only 11.
Yeah.
See?
And also, Dayson said, what are those chonies? Like, to be funny. Yeah, but actually were.
I didn't know. And then I had to call Drew at the airport to tell her.
My brother does shit like that and then wonders why we fucking tease him.
Dude. Oh, my God. And like, I remember, like, I just finished crying telling her how sad I was that you weren't coming home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Anyways, I turned around, what are those, chonies? And I think my grandpa was sitting there too, and he, like, man, I wish I had his brain sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
He's just so, like, he's just there for the vibes. Like, he's not locked in ever.
No,
never. I've never met a more unlocked in
person. He refuses to lock, like, he's actively refusing to lock in.
And so, it's just, like, old Samoan people shit. So, if you're Samoan, like, you get it?
Yeah.
And my grandpa was like, what? And I go, Grandpa, he put his dirty underwear on the outside of his suitcase. And he's all, why would you do that? He gets mad. Dude,
my mom was like, why would you put them there?
And then he was like covered because he was embarrassed. Dude, see, you guys see, like, we laugh at him, but like, see what he does.
And you would too. How could you not? You see, that's the same man that literally brought 32 ounces of shampoo through TSA.
To TSA 7 years after the dirty chonies.
Like, he's the same fucking person. That's why, that's another example of Donovan having flown many times. Like, dude. Enough times to at least be aware enough to ask.
Yeah.
Anyways, add Donovan to the list of people who are annoying in the airport.
So for today, we're doing a part two of the Patreon question submissions.
Yes.
This first one's from Lizzie. They asked, Talofalava, I love what you all do for women of all cultures and walks of life. As Samoan women, what are you hoping for Samoan women or the Samoan community in general in the next 5 to 10 years? It's also AAPI month, guys. So you guys, everyone has to be nice to us.
Yeah. You can't be mean to me. Can't get mad at me. Those are the rules.
Sorry.
Them's the rules. What do I hope? I mean, just in general or just like for like the future, like what we do?
I think like that. Like, okay. I hope
in media.
Yeah. I hope there continues to be more representation that isn't just, you know, The Rock. But
I hope that more of us emerge in the creative space. And I hope that it's not solely based in like
athletics. Yeah.
Yeah. Not just athletics, but even like, I don't know, like someone people are so many things outside of just being someone. So like you know, like there are some when actors who only are in movies about Polynesian people or yeah. Hawaiian people or whoever the fuck, like those are the only roles they have. Like I would like to see more Samoan people playing normal, like regular people, everyday people, because we are regular everyday people just like everybody yeah. else. It's kind of like when you see people like Mindy Kaling, right? Like she's playing Kelly on The Office. Like it's not based in who, like her, what culture she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, her ethnicity. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not based off that. It's just like she was the funniest and the most talented, so she got cast. Yeah. Like that's what I hope to see. I hope to see more Samoan people in like
Ali kind of does that.
Like, yeah, Ali does it. Yeah. Yeah, perfect. She's a perfect example of someone, and she obviously got her start with Moana, but like obviously her being in Mean Girls, that's like a perfect example.
When I watched her in that gay movie Crush,
yeah,
does the same thing.
I want to see more Samoan people in roles like that, or in artists, whatever artist lane yeah, you want
to
pick.
Like they don't only get to work if a next goal wins type movie
exactly
comes through.
That's what I would love to see more of in media, is like it's kind of like the same thing like how people see me. Like some people are like, oh, I didn't even know you were someone, and that's because like I think either they don't, either it's like one of two things, either they've never met someone people so they don't know, or they just have never seen someone people in a space where it's not based off me being someone.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So like that's what I would like to see more of. I think that would be awesome.
I agree.
For all Polynesian people too, but obviously like I gotta biases towards someone people.
100%.
Obviously.
Yeah. I hope that for all Polynesian people, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Yeah.
And Pacifica people.
Totally.
Okay, this one's anonymous. He asked, what is your advice for someone who is gay and has never dated before?
Get out there.
Just go try. I don't know. Like, get on apps. I'm not on apps. I can't do it anymore. Get on apps. You should try it, though.
Do as I say, not as,
not
I,
as
do.
I do. I did give him a fair shot, guys. I was on there for 6 months, and then I was like, turn the shit off. Get on apps and just try to... I wouldn't even be worried about dating. If I were you, I would be worried about... Or not even worried. I would be focused on building community.
Totally.
So I would utilize, like, I know Bumble BFF. I've tried it before, and I get too nervous. But you could utilize that to build your own community, make queer friends. I feel like that's the easiest way to meet other queer people, is to make queer friends.
That's so, really good advice.
Yeah, you could do Bumble BFF. You could go to... Just look up queer
events. Go to
events.
Yeah.
I was just going
to
say, queer events in your area. Like, I know in LA, like... They do a lot of different ones. A lot of them are very white, but I have been recently seeing a lot of like smaller events for people of color and stuff like that, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do that. I would worry about I would focus on making friends first.
Yeah, like build community. I think that's a great idea. Obviously, I can't speak to dating as a gay person, but I think just in general, like, be patient with yourself. Like, it's not a rush. There's no
race.
Yeah, like you're not competing. I would say, like, I would second what Dayson said about like building community. Like, that's super important.
I cannot emphasize enough like how much more comfortable I felt in my queerness and being a lesbian once I had more gay friends. Like,
yeah,
when I had a bunch
really
of gay
point.
Like being around that many queer women in college, that's what made me realize I was gay, because I was like, oh my god, me too. And then I moved home and I didn't have any gay friends here. It was just, you know, someone I was with at the time. And then my sister, which like that doesn't count. We've always been friends.
Yeah.
So it's I've had
and
such
I'm
a,
not gay.
No.
So it's different.
Yeah, it's completely different. Very different experiences. And so, you know, my best friend Carrie is gay. Like my cousins are queer. Like I've just truly been so blessed to like continuing to build a queer community around me. And it makes you feel more confident in who you are and things like that. And
no,
then more
really
confident in dating, because when I'm trying to date and I have no queer friends, I'm like, I don't even, like, who do I complain to? I don't know.
Well, you also, like, can't have one without the other, can you? Like,
yeah.
Like, you can't really, like, confidently date if you don't confidently know who you are,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, having a community or a support network is important, just in general, but especially if you're dating as a gay person. So, I would definitely support what Dayson said, like, try your best to focus on you and community first, like, find your people, find your support network, find your like loved ones, like chosen family, whatever it may be for you, and then focus on growing in within like your identity, like who you are now, walking in it confidently. Like that's far more important. And then I think once you get to that level where you feel really good about it, you'll feel really confident about it, and you have your network, I think it'll just come a lot more naturally than you think. Like it'll probably happen far more organically that way.
Yeah.
It won't feel nearly as daunting too when you have support,
mm-hmm.
and you know who you are. But yeah, good luck. You don't need it, but I'm sure you'll be fine. You're gonna have a blast, I'm sure, and be safe.
Yeah. This next one's from Shelby. She said, what is a hill you're willing to die on that some people wouldn't agree with?
Interesting.
I think that Raising Cane's is gross. That's a hill I'm willing to die on. I just watched this guy saying, like, you can't make fun of white people for not seasoning their food if you enjoy eating Raising Cane's.
Oh.
And one of the top comments said, that is the most unseasoned chicken I've ever eaten.
Oh.
One sauce. And then you guys are like, that's for mustard. I don't want that. I want ranch. Now what? And I don't want to drink lemonade. My tummy hurts just looking at that.
Also, I don't love their honey mustard. I've tried it. Okay.
Wait.
Okay. Also, Popeyes, like, now that's some seasoned fucking chicken, bitch.
You,
like,
can eat it without sauce and it still tastes
get
good.
Get into it.
Yeah.
And I have. But if I don't have
my own well.
If I don't have Mardi Gras mustard, there's going to be hell to pay. But yeah, that's fair about Cane's. I don't really love Cane's either, to be honest. And we know this. But I'm trying to think. A hill I'm willing to die on. I have one in my head, but I don't want it to be. I don't want anyone to get mad at me. It's not even that serious.
I know. I was already thinking that. What is it?
I think that men are incapable of being platonic friends with women they're attracted to.
Yes.
I think that's a hill I'm willing to die on. Like, I don't think men are capable of doing that. I think they will. They'll be forced to. I think they'll either, it'll go like one of two ways. Like, they'll get really pissed off and call you a fucking tease and never talk to you again if they, like, admit that they like you and you don't return the favor. Or they'll, like, accept their fate and be like, okay, well, she doesn't like me, that's fine. And then you'll stay friends, but then they'll always be weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's never going to be the same, like, once they tell you, because it's always weird.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you could tell me I'm wrong, but, like, I've had quite a few experiences like that. I'm not even kidding. And, like, they say, sometimes they'll say, like, no, we can stay friends, and then they never talk to you again. Or if they do, it's weird. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even when they get with other people, like, you could get in a relationship, they could get in a relationship, and you still can't be friends because it's weird, because they like you and you didn't return the favor, and men are proud and weird like that. Mm-hmm. So I think women far more than men ever have like swallowed their pride and been like, it's okay. Like, I still want to be your friend.
Yeah. Like in 27 Dresses.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she just kind of made her peace with it. She was being tortured by it, but she made her peace with it. Like, mm-hmm. she would rather be friends than not be in each other's lives at all, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, where she was at in her life. I think women are far more off, like, far more often do it, but also are willing to do it. I don't think men are willing to do it.
Yeah, there's an entitlement there,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. And I also think that is somewhat paralleled to, like, the statistics where they say that when married couples are, like, someone becomes terminally ill, men, like, overwhelmingly leave women far more often if she's sick, but if he's sick, they don't leave.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's the same shit. Like,
that guy that was, like, complaining about his wife because she wasn't making him dinner and stuff like that, but she was, like, going through, like, chemo and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I don't think men are capable of staying friends with women they're attracted to.
Yeah, I can see
if
that.
If she doesn't return the favor, so.
The feelings aren't mutual.
Yeah, and they don't like that, so. But women are capable of doing that. I've seen many women
mm-hmm.
stay friends with men they've confessed feelings to, but they just are good people. So they're like, okay, you don't like me, that's okay. Like, I still want to be your friend, kind of thing.
Literally me all of high school.
And turns out you were gay, so it didn't matter.
It didn't even matter. It was a bit. I was committed.
I think women are far more capable of doing that and do. And yeah. men aren't and refuse to.
Okay, this next one's from Stephanie. She asked, what is your biggest fear or irrational fears? I've seen this on TikTok. I know you have megalophobia. You're just like when things are big.
Yeah.
I forget the word of it, but it's like when things are really big underwater.
Oh, yeah. I saw the term for it.
I can't think of the word of it.
Me either.
Is it thalassophobia?
I don't know.
I'm also scared of the ocean. But I like the first clip that video always starts with is that fucking dinosaur in the Jurassic Park. Like, ride at Universal
yeah.
and it's that one with that fin on its head and it's just chilling his head right. It makes my stomach Blech. Hurt.
I had a chill down my spine.
Or when that
yuck
the fucking that fucking trend on TikTok and they were showing like big like don't do that.
Mm-mm. No. No.
Don't do that.
Knock it off.
Yeah, I don't
know
like-
that. Yeah, my most irrational fear is that like all of the above, everything you just
but
said.
Like I'm fine if we're at like Chuck E. Cheese and Chucky Entertainment Cheese walks up to me, I'm okay.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Yeah, if he walks up to me.
That's different though, because like he's not oversized. Like he's
what do you mean he's not oversized?
I mean he's an oversized
mouse, do you know, is that
well, he's an oversized rat, but I'm saying like he's a cartoon character, and like when you see the person in the suit, like it's like they're a normal size because they're a normal human.
What was, speaking of Chuck E. Cheese, what was your favorite game to play at Chuck E. Cheese?
I know what yours was.
I know, it's the spider one.
Yeah.
If you, again, if you liked the spider one, you're gay now. Everyone knows this. Someone literally wrote to me, that red spider seduced me. I was all, exactly. That sound it would make when you would stomp on the buttons.
And I was like,
that little squelch. I loved it.
My favorite was when I got to put all the tickets in the machine and refuse to let anyone else do it. That was my favorite one. And then I got to get the receipt, and then I got to go pick.
There was also this one.
It
was,
I also like, honestly don't remember my favorite game.
It was like a little like bike, and it had like a propeller, on it, yeah. And you would pedal, and then it would like lift you up, and you could see above the whole Chuck E. Cheese. I loved that one, but then when everyone would look at me, which obviously they're going to look at me because I'm up in the air, it would make me mad. So
yeah,
you know how I be.
I know, it's literally that.
You don't remember your favorite game?
I don't think, like...
Do you remember the Simpsons one? They used to have a Simpsons, like, cartoon game, and you would fight people on it. I loved that one.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of like Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do loved remember that one. Just because I wanted to...
I like Skee Ball. I don't mind. I don't mind a good Skee Ball. I... Honestly, like, the only thing I could think of that would bring me immense joy was putting the tickets in those
In the little... sound. Because remember, it would be, like, a little monster eating. It'd be like, ow, 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 yeah. Ow.
Yeah. That was my favorite part.
When we're going up to the ticket counter to Virgo. Get our prizes, what's the first prize you're picking?
The first one I would want to pick, or the only one that I could ever afford?
We could afford.
The Chinese finger trap, obviously.
You'd pick that?
I'm just saying that's what we I'd always got.
Those little like half bouncy balls that you like flip inside on.
Oh yeah, the little poppers.
Yeah, you put them on the ground. I like those.
Different
things.
Kind of popper.
Yeah. You don't feel the rush with those.
Yeah, no, I don't feel, I don't. Alexa, play Rush by Troye Sivan.
Okay. Do you have any other big fears? I feel like that's it. That's like the one that makes me the most sick when I think about it. Yeah. And then anything in the ocean. I hate all ocean animals. Yep.
No, literally, like I told y'all in that Avatar movie, that's my most irrational fear.
Oh, how big they are?
Yeah. And then like her getting in there and holding him like this. Hate it.
When we went to Animal Kingdom and we went on that ride, we got stuck right next to the one giant Avatar that they have in there. And it was on Drew's side of the boat.
Naturally.
All I'm smelling is swamp ass, that fucking water they have at Disneyland, and the energy between Drew and that Avatar.
Dude, can't even think about it. Literally, the back of my neck was sweating so bad. Like, I was, like, clammy looking at it. Because I literally hate how big she is. Like, I hate how big she is. That's why whenever I see, like, whales or anything like that, like, when they're, like, kind of cresting and then going back, nope. get out of my face.
You to the Avatar but also to the flight attendant.
You need to get out of my face immediately.
If someone said that to me, I don't know how I would react.
Like, I'm like laughing like that. I'm like, you need to get out of my face, like, immediately. I need you to get out of my face.
A question we got a lot on here is, do we accept gifts while on tour, and what do we want? A girlfriend.
we can definitely accept gifts, but they have to be not wrapped.
Not wrapped, and then no food. No food, yeah.
Yeah, we can't do food or
no
anything.
No food nor drink, sorry.
Yeah, nothing we can ingest. Yeah. But like,
and I'm gonna say no paraphernalia either, guys, so. No weeds.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, a lot of the states we're going to, it's not even legal. So don't you put that juju on me, bitch. Like,
do not.
Appreciate you guys, though. Appreciate y'all. Like, I'm sure some of you would want to bring me Benjamins and shit, or me and Days, yeah. Or Nugs or whatever. Please don't do that. Nothing, like, just whatever you do bring, just it can't be wrapped just for security
but
reasons.
Also, do not feel obligated.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
Things.
Like, but don't, like, yeah. We don't need anything other than your vibes. Your good vibes and your presence is more than enough.
Yeah.
You know what you can bring us is you can bring your friends and come and have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, that's all. That's all we really want is for you to come and have a good time. So, don't feel obligated to bring any presents at all. If anything, what I would want to see more of is you guys doing things with each other, like the friendship bracelet stuff, which we've talked about and stuff. And we know we already reposted the very sweet fans that are
I'll figure out how to save it and put it on our Instagram, like when we get closer to tour, to y'all to coordinate.
That way, like, they're coordinating it. Like, I think that is a gift in and of itself. That's more than enough for me.
That you guys are becoming friends. I love that more than anything you could ever buy me, even if it was a really hot girlfriend.
And y'all just, like, coming in general is more than enough. Yeah. So, please don't feel obligated to bring us literally anything at all other than your good vibes and your good energy. Other than that, you're, like, I don't need anything. But if you must, if you insist, just nothing edible and it can't be wrapped. But, like, other than that, it's really up to you. I don't need any gifts, though. Neither of us do. But we appreciate you and we think y'all are very sweet.
And we're very excited to meet, again, so many
of you. A lot of people were asking, too, what the dress code is.
I know, Mom.
There is none. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want, as long as it's not inappropriate. And by that, I just mean nude. Like, as long as you're not nude. Because
we're going to be doing that, so we don't want you guys to look
You can't pull focus from me at my show.
Yeah, come on. This next one's from Ethan. He asked, what are your guys' plans for Pride Month this year? P.S. Me and my friend bought tickets to the live show in Dallas. We can't wait to see you guys. Woo-hoo! Very exciting.
Can't wait to see you, too.
Plans for Pride Month? I'm just trying to be gay all month. That's it. And be outside. Because June...
She just said she's trying to get wifed. So why don't y'all get to work? Yeah. How about that?
Again, it's just us two working on this.
Like, I feel like I've sent out the Slack message multiple times. Y'all need to lock in with me.
You know what? All right? Let's have a Teams meeting really quick.
We will be having a probationary hearing soon if y'all don't lock the fuck in. All right? But yeah, this is not... I'm just going to be... I'm going to be an ally all month. That's what I'm going to be doing. That's what I do every year.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I'm doing in June. We'll see. I never know what's going on, guys. We've talked about this before.
We'll see.
This next one's from Emily. She asks, kiss, marry, ignore. We're going to see some tits. Who's that urine for? And Donnie's stand-up routine.
wait. Kiss, marry, ignore?
Yeah. I'm going to kiss.
What was the first one?
We're going to see some tits. I'm going to ignore. We're going to see some tits.
Me too.
I'm honestly, that one's hard.
I'm going to marry Donnie's stand-up routine and then I'm going to kiss who that urine for.
I was going to say reverse. But no, Donnie's routine is so long with standing. Yeah.
And it's going to make me laugh every time. Like, it's going to hit every time. Like, I might phase out who that urine for. Like, I still find that hilarious. But, like, right now.
Yeah.
That may phase out. Who knows? But Donnie's comedy routine is forever.
Yeah. One of our current bits right now is there's this part in the episode of Drew's show with her episode with Caleb and Brittany. I don't know if you guys know them. They're kind of up and coming. But there's this bit that we were copying that when Brittany, they were talking about people being gay, and Brittany goes, oh yeah, my cousins, like when they told me their favorite was Artie on Glee, which is funny because he's my favorite too. That's why when we got to go on their podcast, I was like, he was literally my favorite. So was Jenna. I literally got an ombre because of Jenna Ushkowitz. She was like, I was like, oh, okay. And then Caleb went, okay, and all right. We've been saying that.
Okay, and all right.
Like nonstop, dude. So fucking funny.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other ones that we've been saying lately.
Current bits?
Yeah, like current bits. Since we're on the subject. You guys didn't bring it up. We did. As per usual. Me just updating y'all on the current bits.
We haven't even been saying I'm a big busty gal anymore.
Not really.
No, I already faded. It was like really funny when it happened. And honestly, I think it was funny like 10 times funnier.
Because we were delirious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like a shooting star for us. It really was. It burned real bright, but she burned out fast.
Like, that was really funny.
It was.
Like, it didn't feel forced either. No. Like, we were laughing.
No, it never is. No, I'm trying to think of ones that we have. Like,
I don't know. I mean, we exaggerate a lot. That's, I think, an ongoing
bit. Well, duh. Well, sometimes people... Or I'll, like, okay, here's one that's pretty common, and we do different variations of it.
Okay, I have one, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, but it's, like, when we say something, like... It's like unserious. You're like, well, so-and-so's gonna be there. And then we're like, well, why didn't you say so? Well, hold on.
Okay, well, you buried the lead a little bit. Okay,
way to bury the lead.
Well, count me in.
Oh, gee, will they?
No way.
Like, that's something we do. We do like 17 variations of that all the time. Or like when someone, like if you were to say something to me like, oh, when I get home you can help me clean my closet or something like that, I can be like, can I? Well, you didn't mention that. That's like sometimes I'll tell him, I was like, then when we get home we can wash the dishes or we can work on the closet, and then he goes, can we? And I'm all, Shut up.
I was gonna say, when I do a
only
lot,
I can say that.
He'll, like, if Billy's like, oh, like, do you think we can do this? And I go, well, no, not if you're coming.
Well, obviously not. This is one that me and Dace have been doing for years, where it's like, if we're like, let's say we're on a group like FaceTime or a group meeting or something. And then, like, okay, so we do this to Alex, and it's pretty funny. But, like, if we're having a meeting, like, let's say it's, like, us, our manager, Phil, and, like, my mom, and Alex hasn't come in yet, which is rare. But, like, when she logs on, one of us will go, okay, okay, everyone stop talking about Alex. She's here.
I do that one all the time.
Well,
I don't think Adam smells that bad. Oh.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. Sorry. That's really embarrassing. You weren't supposed to hear that.
Dude, like, we went to dinner in Hawaii last year, and I called my mom from the other table because I was too lazy to get up.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I told her, you should say out loud, I don't think Mayo's that annoying, because my cousin Mayo was sitting next to her. And he knew I was talking to her on the phone. I'll do shit like that. That makes me laugh.
We've been doing that for years. We were like, well, don't bring it up now. She's here. Sorry.
Sorry.
Like, we do that all the time. Yeah. That's another one.
That's a good one.
What was the one you were going to say?
It was like the ones I was just saying. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
That, and then I had one and I forgot it, but it's okay. Damn. It's like a same. It's a variation of that. Like, it's mostly just sarcasm. Like, it's mostly
badge numbers a big one now. We've been saying that. We said it at the rude waiter at the restaurant. He was like, "What's your badge number?"
I forgot he said that. Let me see your barista badge number. Dude, in all the comments, you guys are saying that he was being rude. Well, I knew that, but you were also all saying that he was wrong.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying, and someone said, oat milk's not hard to froth if you know how to do it. Burn.
Tell them. But they're saying, like, queen.
They're saying, like, it's not bubbles, like, there's more milk, but, like, still, like, there's someone said, what he should have done was put all those drinks down and then gone and gotten the ones that you asked for and brought them.
Yeah, you would think, huh? That's what I thought, but fuck us.
I know. And then I think he could tell that, like, annoyed us, and then he was, like, really trying to sell us. We also, I think Drew made this joke last time, like, I think we just looked like Make-A-Wish kids or something when we got there.
They literally treat us like
and
that.
And so he, like, was like,
they treat us like we won
the Danimal sweepstakes.
Yeah, like, we won the chance of a lifetime.
Yeah, he was like, oh my gosh, so it's your guys' first time in New York? We never said that.
Like, literally never. Yeah. Like, we didn't even, he asked why we were there, and we said for work. Mm-hmm. That was it. And then he goes, well, live it up. Like, you know, when you have these, he kept saying vacations, which we already said we were there for work. And then he was like, when you spend this kind of money, when you save that much so you can do these trips, like, you got to live it up. And I was like,
what?
You need to get out of my face immediately.
Okay, we're going to do two more. This next one is from Britta. She asked, when is the last time each of you ugly cried in public?
In public? Tuesday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you were in the car. Does that count?
Well, there was a stranger there, so yeah.
That's true.
There was an unknown person there.
The last time I ugly cried in public? Did you already think of it?
No, I'm just laughing at you trying to narrow it down.
Because I do so much of it at home and in private.
Yeah.
I don't really ugly cry in public.
Me either.
I'll cry, but I don't ugly cry in public.
Me either.
The last time I feel like I ugly cried in public was when we went to lunch with Josh and Mayo at Red Robin that one time after that thing.
Oh yeah.
And that was something really sad. That's the last time I can think about it. Most of the time I just cry in the car, in my bed, at home.
Yeah. If that was your question, we would have been here all night. Mine was Tuesday.
Mine just happened. This is the last one we're gonna do. This is from Nadia, and she asked, what is your opinion on the crop dusting phenomenon at Disneyland?
I think that's the least gross thing they're doing at Disneyland, if I'm being honest.
What is that?
I don't know.
Like, phenomenon seems like it's something. It's a feminine nomenon. It seems like it's something that everyone would know about.
Alexa, play Feminomenon by Chapel Rock.
It's a feminine nomenon. What the hell are you saying? It's a crop dusting feminine nomenon at Disneyland?
By Chapel Rowan?
I feel like I'd know about that. So.
Chapel Rowan's crop dusting people at Disneyland?
In full drag. She's not getting on any of the rides. She's just crop dusting people.
She would never.
No, you know where they need to stop crop dusting is in the airport. I just always loop it back there. I hate that
place.
Did
you see that TikTok I sent you of that guy farting?
Which one? She's slapping the butts?
Yeah, but I figured you didn't watch far enough in.
I had already seen that, like, the start of it, and I was like, I'm not interested in this. And then you sent it to me. So then I fast forwarded through it. I couldn't tell if that was real.
It was.
And like, and they're laughing, but like, if I was her, I would be so mad. I would have punched his butt. I would have turned around and punched
his literally butt. Like, you turn and you hit like a little kid. You know, little kids, like, they swing like their whole arm.
I would do both fists right into his butt.
I would have just jumped up like with both my feet and put him on his back through that thing, and I would have kicked as hard as I could. And I would have hurt myself, but it would have been worth it. It was literally this TikTok I saw, this girl, she's like hitting, slapping butts. It's like a matchmaking thing.
It's like a Jubilee rip-off shit. Yeah, it's in
YouTube? Hello?
YouTube
video. That's what I was trying to say.
Where she's like gonna go on a date with the guys, but she's can only see their butts.
Yeah, like they have like pants and stuff on, but like she's going and like smacking their butts, and she goes back and smacks the first guy's butt, and then he farts.
But it's not like a little toot. No, like, it's like loud.
Like one of those.
And mind you, she's bending down close to the butts.
Well, and she just, like, her hand just left. And then he was like that. Like one of those farts. And then they're all laughing.
Where
and then
it's like a hard start and end.
Yeah. Like it sounds like a, like you slamming on car brakes. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like. Like in an
auto. Why do they force farts out like that?
They're disgusting. That's why.
Why do they do that?
Sometimes the simplest answer is the scariest. And it's because they're gross. That's why.
What is that?
That's why.
Also, my next girlfriend can't fart. Sorry. New rule. I'm just kidding. Can't fart. New rule. Well, that's crazy. Men are just so disgusting. Like every time I learn something new and it's that they fart like that, I'm like, why do you do that?
Well, hold on now. Because the man I'm with doesn't do that.
My brother farts like that and it makes me mad.
Yeah. Add it to the list of people I'm going to kick in the back. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm going to jackknife both my feet up.
I'm going to fucking jackknife both my feet up. And I'm going to like kick really fast on the way down. I'm gonna run up it
that
like a
video,
wall.
Like, put me in a bad mood because they were laughing and I was like, did Drew send this? Did you send this because you thought it was funny?
No, I sent it to you because I was horrified.
You
because
I put was a little like, message with it because
so I was literally like, can you imagine? Like, did you, I bet you she felt that fart?
Yeah,
because that's how hard it
the
was.
Sheer like force
of it, like, and literally like poop particles on my hand. And you think that's funny?
She's laughing. I would have been mad. I would have laughed.
That's why I said I run up and I'm like a little kid. Like, I swing my arm hard as fuck. Like a little kid. How little kids hit.
Like, that video with those girls being like, he's grabbing all my shirt. Yeah. And then the video cuts to him hitting them like that.
And he turns around and he's swinging his fist like that. Like, hard as shit.
When they hit like that or when they go like that, it makes me laugh every single time.
I love when they, like, cock back,
yeah, but full torque.
But they're not like this. Their arms down, their and arm they is swing up.
Yeah, their arm is down and fully locked out.
Yeah, it's like their arms double jointed too, because they're little kids. You know, little kids are always double jointed.
Yeah,
and then they
what's that about?
And then they go, and they like torque like their whole windmill. Upper body.
Yeah,
and they just swing hard as fuck, like eyes closed, like face scrunched up, and they're just swinging. That's what I would have done.
If it were me, that's what I would have done.
Yeah, assault.
Well, he just assaulted on me first.
Exactly.
He farted on my hand. And like, I don't know you like that.
And all the comments are like, farts are always funny. I'm like, are they? Not when my hand is there. It's really not funny then. Someone else's hand, sure.
But when it happens to me,
but when
not funny.
But when it's me, it's an attack. When it's somebody else, hilarious.
It's a joke.
Of course I'm gonna laugh when it's somebody else. But then again, I'm thinking, am I? Because I bet that fart stank.
I know. And her face was really close to it.
And those men are laughing with their mouths open right next to it. Poop particles in the mouth.
Poop particles in their mouth, like halitosis breath out of their mouth.
The way I would have been like, I would have walked around and had to look at him. And I'd be like, are you proud of what you just did?
Are you fucking joking?
Yeah, I would have been like...
I would have punched him in the back, and then I would have walked around the curtain and been like, I hope you're happy. Wait, tell them about the TikTok that I sent you that you were laughing at, and then we'll finish.
Oh, dude. Dayson sent me a TikTok that was literally, I watched like 17 times because it was making me laugh so hard. And it was like this little baby up against, I'm sure people have seen it, up against the glass. at a zoo and they're looking at a gorilla, like the gorilla sanctuary, and the gorilla like sees the baby looking at him, and then he like does a little double take, and then it like sprints over fast as fuck, and then it just puts its big ass right where the baby's face is
on the window,
and the baby's like like getting scared because she's probably like three,
yeah,
and she looks all scared because she can't get down by herself, and then at the end it's just a freeze frame that her mom took because when the monkey starts sprinting over,
the mom backed up.
Yeah, the mom backed up and she goes oh when she's backing up, and then it just presses its big ass up against the thing and the baby's trying to get down, and then it looks like this in the picture. It's like it's just a still. Dude.
So funny.
And the top comment said, what animal instinct is that?
Get a load of this.
And someone's like, since you want to stare so fucking much. We talked about this on this show before, how I told y'all already, if monkeys decide, it's over. I'm waiting on them. They're going to make a choice one way or another.
Yeah.
And I am going to have to side with the monkeys.
Yeah. Oh, 100. I'm siding with them now. They haven't even decided yet, but I'm ready. I'm here for it.
When y'all are ready. When y'all say the word, I'm there.
Yeah. I'm doing whatever their bidding is. Yeah, I'm doing whatever the monkeys need me to do.
I don't want any fucking problems. You do what you got to do.
I'm here for you.
I am nothing more than an extra set of hands, okay? And a translator if you need that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm here for at the end of the day.
I'm just a worker bee for you. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ish. We hope you enjoyed it.
Make sure you come see us on tour.
Yes, and also join our Patreon.
Yeah, and join the Patreon. Lots of other fun stuff on there.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can listen to other episodes. Everywhere you can listen to podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel. Other than that, we love you, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.